Thank you.
Let's do it, right? Let's go make some connections in the business today. Welcome, everybody. It's the National Scripts and Role Play. My name is Chris Hurley. I'm your facilitator. This is an amazing group of people who do the work and work out here and then go do it. Lainey Lane, are you around today? Lainey Lane was here and now she's back. Lainey,
I'm
you
here.
did you, we worked on something last week and you sent me a message
Yeah.
and I don't care about the outcome, but what did we work on that you found instructive?
I called somebody. I called somebody to check in, and they had a referral, but he hadn't gotten back to me, and he ended up saying, "Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot that I didn't send it to you." So he sent me the con somebody that was wanted to list.
So you're going to get these opportunities to get people to send you referrals, and they'll say they're going to do it, and then they'll forget. And when we call to remind them, maybe what holds us back is the fear that they're going to yell at us and be like, "Why are you calling me?" But you do call them back, and Lainey, were they upset and offended that you reached out to them?
No, not at all. Not at all. He's also looking for a home, so I keep in contact with him. Every month I check in with him to see how the listings that I'm sending him are going, and then I completely he just never sent me the he just never sent me the contact. So I was on him about it. So he sent it to me.
Yeah, they do. They give you the contact because they forgot it, they didn't have it. But once you control the data, you then control the relationship. If you have the email and the phone number, you then can dictate how you're going to engage that party. You're not waiting for somebody to bring it to you. Erica, what you got?
I was going to say another example of that. I had a friend who had a sister who was looking to sell two places, and he was in control of the entire interaction, and one of the sales never happened with me because he never got my voicemail or two messages because his phone was broken, and he hired another realtor because he thought I didn't care. And I like showed him the history of my calling, and then followed up with the next sale, and then he's like, I'll connect when I get a chance. Don't worry, don't worry. So I just kept adding value to him. I connected with her last night, and her husband just passed of cancer. She's got 10-year-old girls, and we just like connected on like that level of like what it feels like to just. And she has horrible tenants that haven't paid in years, and there's just a lot going on. And I was a sounding board for her. It turned out she has cats too, and she just was like, "Thank you. I am so glad that you followed up with my brother to the point where he finally gave you my phone number because I know he's protecting me, thinking he can handle it all, and he can't." And now we're doing things, even getting, I have a contractor willing to come in and do some of the work when the tenants move out and won't get paid, is waiting to get paid until closing because she doesn't have the money. And there's like other logistics in regards to this process that she wouldn't have even known to think about because she had her own realtor and he didn't even ask these questions. So now she's like, "Well, I bought with him 20 years ago, but he didn't ask me these questions. So let's, I appreciate you. Let's keep, working together." And that also goes back to James' conversation, like, what work are you doing even when you don't have a contract? And
Stay
this is,
after it. Stay after it, right? Ronnie DiCarlo, if you're here, I don't know what happened on the last show, but there was a lot of people who couldn't get it. Oh, I love Ronnie. Thank you for reading my mind. I
I
don't know
got you,
what happened.
Scooped.
I was using the mobile device, so we might have issues because there was a bunch of people that couldn't find it. And I'm not new to the Zoom, but I promise I could not find the way it was posted in the chat for everybody. So I don't know. People were saying it was there. It was obviously it was me. But Orlando, thank you, Orlando,
When
Ronnie.
you're on mobile, it doesn't work, Chris, just as a heads up. So
Look at
any
that.
of that.
Thank you. She is the expert on mobile. Erica has the mobile worked out. You know that in you're going to go about building these relationships with people. They're going to give you the pieces of data that make a contact valuable. What are the pieces of data that make a contact valuable? The basics. Janet?
Name.
Contact information. So that would be not just a first name, first and last name, phone number, email,
At
the address
least,
would be
yeah,
helpful.
at least, right? You at least get those pieces of information. If you get those four, name, phone number, email, and mailing address, you can then have a consultation about property. Because that's what you and I sell. We're brokers of property, real property in whatever states we're in. So the real property that we're talking about is what's in their record. So when you do that, and I do, I mean, I know this because we coach people across the country who have different CRMs, not just one brokerage CRM, but all the brokerages, all the vendors from, you know, this one to that one, we see how it works. So when you enter those four pieces of information and then start a campaign, what does the campaign do for you? That's the automated leverage that the system should provide. What does it do for you? What does a campaign do for you? It does.
It
the chat smart.
Stay in touch.
Stay in touch.
Top of mind.
Right. Top of mind. Thank you, Lainey. Thank you, Jack. Right. It's keeping you in front of them without even having to make the call because that's the system, right? You want the automation leverage to naturally engage them without you having to send any smart words. I don't know if you know this, guys, but when you send those out and people open it, it shows you who opened the messages. Did you know that? And did you know even more that there's little bits built out within that, that it shows you if they clicked on something within that? So if you have 300, 400, 1,000 people, and you're getting a distribution every month of, say, 1,000 messages, and you're seeing an open rate of like 40%, and you're seeing a click rate of like 3 to 5%, that means there's people clicking through features of your things that go out. I want to think of today, if you were looking at your CRM and you could see last month's email that went out to all the different campaigns, neighborhood campaigns, buyer campaigns, seller campaigns, and you saw those people who were engaging, not just opening, but were clicking through it, what would that sound like to reach out to that person? Because I'm working on one now who's been in my CRM looking at her property now for 2 years, and she reached out to me. Shame on me, I should have called her first because she's been looking at it. What would you say to somebody who you had on your CRM who then opened the email and clicked on a link? What does that sound like when you call somebody from the automated tool that you've put together, you gathered all the information, you set a plan in motion, and you see that they've engaged with a piece of marketing you've sent out through the machines? Deborah Morris, what do you say in Orlando to people who are engaged in the CRM system? And I can answer and just be a normal client. You can just lead me through a journey.
Happening a lot lately. Hey, Chris, Deborah Morris, Keller Williams, how you doing?
Oh, hi, Deborah. How are you? It's good to hear from you.
Oh, yes. Great hearing from you, too, Ford. And I noticed, I mean, last time we had talked, I'd shared our Keller Williams app with you, and you said you were probably about a year out, but I've noticed that you have been looking at a lot of properties in so-and-so city. Has that time period changed?
No, not really. My sister was looking to move down here and she wanted me to check out some houses for her. So our timeline is still there, but she thought about moving over there. So I was just looking at some houses for her.
Your sister, huh? So she wants to come and hang out with her brother. That's fantastic. Is there a way that you can contact or connect us together so at least I can introduce myself to her and see what I can do to help her?
Well, is that an area that you work in? Because, I mean, I thought you worked over in this area. I didn't know you covered that area, too.
Well, you know what? There's so many people that I keep in touch with all around Florida as well as the country that, again, I do most of my business off of referrals, and I would love the opportunity. I'd like the opportunity to connect her with somebody specific for that area. Again, just connect us and let me see what I can do for her as a resource. And in that way, of course, if she wants to end up moving next to you, then I can go from there as well.
We don't want her and her children that close. I like them a good, safe distance away. Thank you very much. So I will make that connection, Deborah. Thank you for reaching out.
You got it. And how long do you usually, when do you think that you'll be reaching out to her again?
I mean, you know, I talk to her on Sunday evening. That's sort of when we reconnect on family night. So I'll get together and I'll let her know that you're here to help and get her her phone number after I make the introduction.
If I don't hear back from you on Monday, can I reach out as a friendly reminder and just say, hey, can you connect me?
100%. Do that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, do that. If I drop the ball, do that.
You got it. Have a great week. I'll talk to you on Monday if I don't hear from you first. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Very good pivot. Toronto Deb, you want to give this one a go?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, and the technical explanation, when Deborah Morris did Ford, F-O-R-D, that's just relationship talk in the beginning. We don't have to find out how my children are or what I'm doing for vacation. We can just say Ford as a professional skill set. We're going to be able to do those techniques. How's your family? How's work? Anything fun going on the weekend? Anything fun happen in the next 5 years? Like, that's a normal thing. We don't have to do that every script play. We're going to move right into what happens because I was interacting with the CRM. Thank you for that disclaimer. Go, Deb.
Okay. Hey, Chris, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, hey, Deb, I'm doing okay.
That's terrific. Have you got a minute? I noticed something I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah. What's going on?
So we had been looking at condos downtown. And then recently, just this week, I noticed that you were looking at bungalows in East York. Are you thinking that you might want to have a bungalow instead of a condo?
No, it's just my wife found this kitchen she loved and she wanted me to look at it. And I ended up looking around at a bunch of other properties there. So no, we're definitely downtown condo, not interested in cutting grass or doing any of the house maintenance.
Oh, that's terrific. Tell me more about the kitchen. Are you redoing your kitchen?
Well, we're looking at doing